It's been a while since we've done a podcast, and I'm here with Lee Pridgen. He is my insurance agent for my car, my homes, and my investments. And good to see you, Lee.
Nice to see you, too. It's been a while.
I know. I took a break off. It's been about a year since we've had a new podcast, so this is kind of exciting. And, of course, we're in the right season for thinking about insurance. Hurricane season and rates and all that kind of stuff starts to change, so we wanted to talk to our listeners about a recent article that came through in the Virginia Pilot, and they were talking about rates and what's going on with that. So can you give us any insight for Farm Bureau? I know you can't necessarily speak about everybody's rates, but tell me about yours.
Well, what's happened is everybody's worried about the big storm. Mm-hmm. And so for years, the coast and everybody's always worried about it, we've always been spared. And what a lot of these insurance companies are seeing is our rates are not where they should be for the coast. In the article the other day, that's what it was talking about. I was looking for a homeowner rate for Virginia Beach and one for Roanoke, and it's a big difference. What happens with a lot of people is it's escrowed in their mortgage, so they never look at it. Mm-hmm. So they don't realize that they might pay $1,000 this year. Next year, it's $1,400, and the hurricane deductible jumps up from 1% to 3%, and it's something that they don't notice. They realize that when it gets to where it's so out of whack, that their mortgage starts to be affected, and it's something that they shop every, you know, should shop almost every year or every other year. It's something they should be vigilant about.
Well, you recently got a call from me because I did notice, some changes in mine, and you explained them, and it all made sense. They weren't really drastic changes, but one thing that you just keyed in on is it is important for people to look at what they have coverage for, what their additional riders are, what their basic coverage is, and then what their insurance and the deductibles are. They should assess that every year, right? Just to make sure it's in line.
Most definitely, and a lot of times you don't think about you remodel your kitchen. Of course, that's adding value to your home. You mm-hmm. put a pool in the backyard. It's a lot of things that add value to your home, and it should be something that's reviewed on a yearly basis. That's one of the advantages of Farm Bureau Insurance is we do a free annual review every year. And we just come out, look at all the policies, go over everything, and make sure everything's okay. And right now, we're using several different brokerage companies to write homeowners in this area. And the advantage that I have over most companies right now is a lot of the companies have a 2 to 5% hurricane deductible, and I have a company right now I can offer a $1,000 wind hail deductible, and that encompasses the hurricanes. So you're not paying that 1, 2, or 3%. Mm-hmm. That's what people don't realize, and they don't see it, because they never think about it until the storm comes through.
Right, right. You know, speaking of those deductibles, people that own more than one property in this area, if they are investors and they have multiple homes, it would probably be advantageous for them to look at those deductibles because they would be hit with multiple exposures. Do you think somebody who's an investor should look at those options over a traditional 5% where the premium might be a little bit lower? You know, just trying to think about the bigger picture for that investor that might own, say, 5 or 6 homes in the area, and we have a big hurricane, they could really be out a lot of money.
Most definitely, and a lot of the investors, I think, realize that. Some of them, you have the small investors that might own a couple of rental properties, and the higher that you put your deductible, the more risk it goes on you, the lower the premium. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a trade-off. You're gambling. You're saying, well, if I make my deductible $2,500 or $5,000 and I don't have a hurricane, I've saved myself $300 or $400 this year.
Right.
But we have a big hurricane. I'm going to be out this much money. Can I afford that
right.
if we have a big storm? And that's the risk that, you know, some people take, some people don't.
Yeah. And you know, we assess our properties. We have 3. And so every once in a while, I think about whether or not we can cover all those deductibles, or should we raise our premiums? Should we lower our premiums? But those are good points for people to look at. So what else is a hot topic for insurance these days?
Of course, with hurricane season started June 1st, and then everybody's on edge. We've already had a tropical storm come through, which wasn't too bad in this area, which is a great thing. We have another one forming right now in the Gulf that you kind of keep a lookout on. They don't think it's going to come here. But you should always keep your stuff in. You know, we've been lucky lately. Have everything together, all your documents together. Have a checklist, have your agent's cell phone number or phone number down so you can call. That's, like I said, another thing with Farm Bureau, with our membership. Everyone has my cell phone. You need something, you call me. 9 times out of 10, I can get right on the computer from where I am or make a phone call, get you the information you need to have that claims process sped up so you're not waiting 3 or 4 days for someone mm-hmm. to contact you.
You know, you probably, just like in mortgages, compete with a lot of online brokerage. And so I would agree the benefit to having a local person is somebody that you can actually walk up to, look at them, shake their hand, be in front of them to ask those specific questions instead of the 800 number and waiting for just, we'll call it the boilerplate responses from those companies. So it's definitely a benefit to work with a local person.
Oh yeah, that's, and of course with you a couple of years ago, when we have a hurricane or a storm, usually I go out, I have certain clients, I know where the houses are. So because I'm local, they said, well, we've had a hurricane and it's hit Shore Drive real hard. And they've got, I know what houses I have there, so I can make a phone call and check on you. Say, yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Which we did get. We got that personal relationship, somebody to call.
It means a lot to people. And some people like the online. They don't like the face-to-face contact. But it's when they need us, when they have a catastrophe or something, and they call an 800 number and they're on hold for 45 minutes to an hour waiting to talk to someone that's in a different state that doesn't have that sense of urgency that we do. And that's one of the things that's always brought Farm Bureau over the top with anyone else.
So just before we recap, tell me a few more things about Farm Bureau that might be unique other than other insurance companies. I know that you guys are you the sponsors or something of the amphitheaters?
We do sponsor Farm Bureau Live again. As you see the advertisement, mm-hmm. One of the advantages of being a Farm Bureau membership, we are a membership organization, is you do get to register and we send out a code for lawn seats. And it's not to every concert, it's to 7 or 8 different concerts.
And it's not just the country boys, right?
No, it's not just the country boys. And that's what a lot of people, but we have a lot of country acts that come into town. And I'm not given a list before the season. I wish I was, to find out what's coming and what I'm going to get tickets to. And that's one of the advantages, number one. Number two, a lot of the money that we've spent, it goes to Ag in the Classroom, which puts agriculture back in the classroom. That's something that people forget where our food comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that started to be back into the forefront with Smithfield Foods. Everybody's nervous, but a lot of people aren't really informed on what's going on. And it's something that you need to support the local farmers, the local produce, mm-hmm. Go to the farmer's market, because that's what helps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Lee, that's about it for today. Is there contact information? I know that you have 2 locations that people can find you at, and there are...
I'm in Great Bridge, right off Battlefield Boulevard, and then I'm also in Kempsville. The best way to reach me is to always call my cell phone. I have it on me 24 hours a day. Most people that know me tell you that my phone's with me and they need me. They know to text me or call me, mm-hmm. And I'll get right back to them.
So if you text, just make sure you leave your name with the text. And if you email him, his email address is...
It's lee.pridgen@vafb.com.
Okay. And is there any other ways that people can reach you? Are you online in any other avenues?
I do have a website. It's www.leepridgen.com. You go to that, my contact information's there. It's contact me. It goes right to my email and it goes right to my cell phone.
Very good. Well, thank you for telling us all about the insurance rates and what happens and the catastrophes of a storm here.
You're very welcome.